Now, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this segment of Wrestle This. I'm going to get right to it this week. I'm sure you all heard of the old saying, somebody up there likes me. Well, I'm going to change that a little to somebody up there is closely monitoring my comments. I'll tell you what I'm talking about in a few minutes, but first, let me say this. You know, a couple of people that are aware of my recent comments concerning the fact that I say WWE is not in touch with the regular fans, and they say that I was too harsh in my criticism of Vince and the WWE. Well, you know, personally, I thought I put forth a very logical and common-sense evaluation concerning the text of one of their TV segments, where they went to great lengths to try to convince the people that they truly are in touch with all of the fans and not just certain segments of them. And they are representing all the fans with the exact, and they're presenting them with the exact type of product that each and every fan is clamoring for. You know, and so to that segment, the only thing I can say is bullshit. And to my critics, I give another resounding bullshit. You know, but of course Vince probably does think that WWE is in touch with the fans, even though they aren't. But my criticism of Vince was directed at what I said I believe to be his biggest weakness, and that's his choice of the people he's hired to perform their jobs at a high level. The comments concerning the McMahon's lifestyles were not comments of criticism, but simply statements of fact. And the fact is, their lifestyle and the lifestyle of the average fan, especially the ones that are being ignored by WWE, does not mix in any way, shape, or form. Also, I want to briefly recap something else I said, and I want this reinforced. I do not begrudge the McMahon's lifestyle, nor do I begrudge them having a lot of money, because I know for a fact that Vince worked very, very hard to get where he is today, and as far as I'm concerned, because of that effort, he's entitled to live any damn way he wants to, and he damn sure earned that right. Now, isn't that what the American Dream's all about anyway, for God's sake? Now to the comments on somebody is monitoring me. You know, just this past week, the WWE has now started hiring celebrities to endorse their product, exclaiming to the world how much fun they had during their appearance on WWE, and talk about the wholesome family environment WWE has behind the scenes. Well, I'm sure the celebrities did enjoy their appearance on whatever show it was that they were on, and why not? They all get a nice fat payday for doing practically nothing. They all get special treatment, so they aren't subjected to the tremendous stress and strain factor that the regular talent's subjected to every show. And anyone that's ever worked up there knows exactly what I'm talking about when I mention the stress factor. Yeah, but I just thought it was a little more than coincidence that WWE has celebrities trying to convince the fans of what a great down-home atmosphere they've created behind the scenes when it came right on the tails of my comments about them not being in touch with the fans. Anyway, somebody up there, I sincerely believe, is monitoring everything said on Wrestle This, because whatever is said shortly after that, after it's said, you know, the WWE reacts to it in some form or fashion. And this isn't the first time it's happened. It's happened far too many times just to be a coincidence. So since Vince is listening that closely, he needs to go a step further and take some advice from someone that knows and get rid of a whole bunch of that worthless office personnel that he's got up there. And by all means, those terrible writers also need to go. My God, their storylines are so lame and meaningless. And that's on every show. Yeah, well, there you have it. That's what I think about the WWE and the way they're really ignoring the brunt of the fans. You know, a few weeks ago I told you about making a personal appearance for an independent promoter named Ronnie Gossett. Well, Ronnie just ran another successful show here in Georgia, and coming up on the 13th of November and the 20th of November, I'm going to be working a couple of shows for him right here in Georgia. And, you know, I know and he knows that he made a couple of mistakes in the past, but I really do feel, and I'm sincere when I say this, that I think that Ronnie is working extremely hard to correct that negative image that the mistakes that he made gave him. You know, and as far as independent promoters are concerned, Ronnie's head and shoulders above all these jackleg promoters, and he stands above the rest of them, too, simply because of his promotional methods. The very few independent promotions out there that are worth a tinker's damn could learn from Ronnie's promotional methods just to improve their business. But most of them are reluctant to take advice because they all think they already know it all. Anyway, that's about it for this week. I'm glad you could join me, and I want to invite you and the members of the WWE whose job it is to monitor this program to join me again here next week. This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya.